This is the same for patient. Last name is Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. First name is Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E. Date of visit is January 10, 2023. Date of birth is January 8, 1947. Referring physician is Dr. Rangwala, R-A-N-G-W-A-L-A. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Rangwala, the pleasure to see Bonnie today for a follow-up evaluation for migraine headaches, for chronic migraine headaches. Next paragraph is revising name. This patient is a 75-year-old female, common chief complaint of chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, patient tells me that she's been having migraine headaches since 1968 when she was in college. First up, a patient tells me majority of the headache is in the right side of the head. First up, usually behind the right eyeball. First up, patient tells me that headache intensity is 10 out of 10. First up, she would have migraine attacks about about 18 days per month. First off, she would have she would have migraine headaches at 16 days per month. First off, she has 16 migraine days a month. First off, the headache lasts anywhere from 6 to 12 hours. First off, a patient tells me that it's associated with light sensitivity, sound sensitivity. First off, a patient tells me that she has tried various medications, including Imitrax, Maxalt, Oxygen, Propranolol, and Topamax. First off, a patient also tried Toradol. First off, none of these medications were effective for her migraines. First off, she tells me that the only thing that works for headaches is migraine headaches. First off, she's been getting migraine headaches. First off, it significantly helped her migraines. First off, it brought since she's been using Botox injection, it decreases her migraine headache days from 16 days per month to 1 day per month. First, the patient's very happy with the effect of the migraines, of migraine headaches from the Botox injections. First, next for a pastor medical history, a cerebral aneurysm, status was coil surgery in 2012, at Eden, EDEN hospital. Next number, appendectomy. Next number, chronic migraine headache disorder. Next number, current medication, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams per day, hydrocodone as needed, Zofran as needed, atorvastatin. And next number, allergies, patients are allergic to all narcotics and pain medication, according to the patient. First time, next number, social history, patients married with two children. First time, patients retired. First time, patients smoke 20 cigarettes per day for 50 years. So first time, patient does not use illicit drugs. Patient does not drink alcohol. First up, my family history. Mother have a stroke and heart attack. First up, brother has three stroke. First up, father have congestive heart failure. Next up, review system. Patient has a chronic headaches. Next paragraph. Impression, chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, a patient has been having chronic migraine headaches since she was in college, which is when she was 20 years old. First up, a patient tells me that the Botox has been working very well for her migraine headaches. First up, she tells me that majority of the headaches, her migraine headache attacks on the right side. First off, before the Botox injections come, she used to have 16 migraine headaches day per month. First off, and they last anywhere from 6 to 12 hours each time. First off, intensity would be 10 out of 10. First off, since the migraine Botox injection come, she would have just one migraine attacks day per month. First up, and the intensity is now 1 out of 10. First up, the migraine headaches is very effective. First up, patient try Imitrax, Maxalt, Propranolol, Topamax, Oxygen, and Toradol. None of those medications were effective for her migraine headaches. First up, patient is requesting for another migraine headaches injection. Next up, commission, explain to the patient the above diagnosis. Next up, explain to the patient the risk and benefit for migraine, for Botox injection for migraine headaches. First up, explain to the patient the benefit would include alleviation of the headaches. First up, the risk would include diplopia, muscle weakness, double vision, difficulty breathing, short of breath, and death. First up, a patient agreed to the risk and benefit. First up, the Botox injection for migraine headaches were performed. First up, it was done in a standard pattern, in a standard procedure. First up, There's no complication for start next summer. I will continue to refill the patient for the Zofran for nausea next paragraph. Also explain to patient look for signs and symptoms for side effects that come, include diplopia, dysarthria, short of breath. First start explain to patient, let me know immediately. First step, a patient also have history of cerebral aneurysm. First start explain to patient common symptoms for aneurysm, which includes severe headaches, hemiparesis, hemibody-sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First start explain to patient, if you develop any other symptoms, how much you need to go to the emergency room immediately. First step, and next number of patient follow with me in 3 months for a Botox injection. Next paragraph. Next patient, the same patient, Bonnie Cohen. Date of service is March 9th. Date of service is September 26, 2023. Next, chief complaint, chronic migraine headache disorder. Next, where history present, new administration is a patient is a 76-year-old female, chief complaint, chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, patient tells me that the last migraine headaches were very effective for her migraine headaches. Before the Botox injection, she usually have migraine headaches of 16 migraine headaches day per month. They would last anywhere from 6 to 12 hours. The intensity would be 10 out of 10. Since the Botox injection, she would just have one migraine headache stay per month. The intensity is 1 out of 10. It helps her significantly. There's no complication. There's no side effects. There's no diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Patient tried Imitrax before and make her sick to the stomach. Patient tried oxygen that was not effective. Patient also tried the topiramate, Topamax, and propranolol, but they were not effective for the headaches. But the only thing that was effective for headaches were Botox injection. This was a past medical history, cerebral aneurysm status post coil surgery in 2012 at Eden Hospital. History of appendectomy next summer. History of chronic migraine headache disorder next summer. Current medication, Zofran is needed for nausea. Next one, atorvastatin. Next one, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams per day. Next one, allergies. A patient tells me that she's allergic to narcotics pain medication. Next one, social history. Patient is married with 2 children. A patient is retired. A patient smoked 20 cigarettes per day for 50 years. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next one, family history. A brother had 3 stroke. Father of congestive heart failure. A mother had a heart attack and stroke. Respiratory review system. A patient has chronic headaches. A patient also has nausea. Impression, chronic migraine headache disorder. A patient tells me that the Botox injection was very effective for migraines. A patient tells me that before the Botox injection, she would have 16 migraine headaches day per month. They would last anywhere from 6 to 12 hours each time. The intensity would be 10 out of 10. Since the Botox injection, her migraine headaches day decreased to 1 day per month. Headache intensity is 1 out of 10. It has helped her significantly. Patient tried various medications, including oxygen, Imitrax, Maxalt, Topamax, propranolol, none of those medications were effective for her migraine headaches. The only thing that's effective is Botox injection. Next for our patients requesting for another Botox injection for migraine headaches. Next for a recommendation, explain to patient the above diagnosis. Explain to patient the risk and benefit for migraine. Risk and benefit for Botox injection. Explain to patient the benefit would include alleviation of headaches. The risk would include muscle paralysis, diplopia, dysarthria, dysphagia, short breath, and death. Patient agrees to the Botox injection. Standard Botox injection for migraine headaches were performed. There was no complication. I will refill the medication for her, including the Zofran, 4 milligrams as needed for nausea. I will also recommend her, since she has history of cerebral aneurysm, explained to patients the signs and symptoms of cerebral aneurysm, which included the hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, sudden severe headaches. First, I explained to patients if she developed any of these signs and symptoms, go to the nearest emergency room immediately. First, I recommend patient call follow-up me for 3 months. First, this marks a dictation. Next dictation is the same patient, Bonnie Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. Date of service is March 19, 2024. Next pair of a chief complaint, a chronic migraine headache disorder. Next pair of history present known as patients, a 77-year-old female common chief complaint of chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, a patient tells me that her headache has significantly improved with the Botox injections. First up, a patient tells me that she only have one migraine headache day per month while she's doing Botox injections. First up, before the Botox, she was having 16 migraine headaches day per month. First up, they last 6 to 12 hours. First up, a patient's very intensity was usually 10 out of 10 first up. Now she only have headaches 1 day per month first up, and with intensity of 1 out of 10 first up. A patient is very happy with the results of the Botox first up. A patient tells me that that is the only medication work for her headaches first up. She tells me that her right side headaches are usually associated with light sensitivity, nausea, and vomiting first up. Her headaches are not alleviated by medications including Imitrex, oxygen, Maxalt, propranolol, and Topamax. She tells me that none of those medications were effective for migraines. Botox was effective. Next pair of past medical history, of cerebral aneurysm status post coiling surgery in 2012, at Eden Hospital. Next number, appendectomy. Next number, migraine headache disorder. First up, next number, current medication, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams per day. Next number, Zofran is needed. Next number, atorvastatin. Next number, allergies. No, patients are allergic to all narcotic pain medication. Next number, social history. Patients married with two children. First up, patients retired. First up, patients smoke 20 cigarettes per day for 50 years. So first up, patient does not drink alcohol. First up, patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, mother has heart attack and stroke. First up, father have congestive heart failure. First up, brother have a stroke history. First up, brother have three strokes in the past. First up, Ms. Brother, review system, patient's chronic headaches. First up, patient also have nausea. First up, Ms. Brother, next brother, impressions, chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, patient's right-sided migraine headaches. First up, the Botox has been very effective for her migraines. First up, before the Botox, the patient would have 16 migraine headaches day per month. First up, but since they would last anywhere from 6 to 12 hours. First up, patient's been having migraine headaches since she was in college when she was 20 years old. First up, since the Botox injection, she would only have one migraine headache day per month. The first up, intensity is 1 out of 10. First up, it has helped her significantly. First up, patient denies any side effects from the Botox. So first up, patient tried other medications, including oxygen, Imitrex, Maxalt, propranolol, and Topamax. None of those medications were effective for her migraine headaches. So first up, next pair of patients is currently requesting for another Botox injection. Next pair of recommendation, explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next summer, explain to patient the risk and benefit for the Botox injection. First up, a benefit would include alleviation of migraine headaches. The first up, risk would include the muscle paralysis, double vision, weakness, short of breath, and death. First up, explain to patient. First up, patient agrees to the risk and benefit. Next summer, standard Botox injection for migraine headaches were performed today. First ever, there's no complication. Next ever, also refill her Zofran medication for nausea. First up, 4 milligrams is needed for nausea. First time, next ever, also explained to the patient that she had history of cerebral aneurysm status post coiling. First up, explained to the patient the signs and symptoms for cerebral aneurysm will include bleeding, intracranial bleeding, severe headaches, hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, explain vision, go to the nearest emergency room if she develop any of those signs and symptoms immediately. First up, but next summer, recommendation file with me in 3 months. First up, this March 13th invitation.